It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And I have two special guests in here today. Take a drink of water, please, because literally, as I said, we're about to go on the air. He took a bite of his donut. Big surprise. Good morning. Oh, he's taking a drink of his donut. Everyone, oh, I'll let you say good morning. Hello over there.
Hello.
Good morning, Hudson. How are you?
Good.
That's my 9-year-old, and over here is my 11-year-old, Owen. Good morning.
What's up, dogs?
Oh, you goofballs.
Gnarly.
Okay, you know what we're not going to do? We're not going to shout into the microphone because mommy is stressed about the storm coming in. We've got a lot happening around
gnarly
here.
Gnarly storm, by the way.
It is going to be gnarly. We're going to have quite a storm coming in today. We stopped on the way in because we got donuts for everybody. And I am excited to talk to you guys about something that happened at school yesterday. Hudson, your time will come later. So right now I'm going to talk to Owen, okay?
Okay.
Are you even listening to me or are you playing on your iPad?
I'm listening to you.
Okay, fantastic. Hudson and I had a great time at his winter party yesterday at school. School is out now for winter break. You're both off. So I said you could come in today and today only during winter break and spend the day with me. But I'm going to talk to Owen now because, Owen, something happened yesterday and I wanted to tell our listeners about it. They're not going to believe this. When you got out of school yesterday, I was at Hudson's winter party, and then I picked you up before we left the elementary school. And I'm not you're in fifth grade now, so you don't have parents at your parties, right? You guys do them alone.
Yep.
So I just swung by and said, you know what? I'm going to pull Owen out. Hudson and I, we're all leaving. And when you came out from your class, you said something to me that blew my mind. You said, we did a game where everybody got to draw. And each person that gets to pick the prize they want, and you can take from another person. Like if somebody has a better prize, you can go take that person's stuff. Tell everyone what you did when it was time.
So I had the last card and I could take the best prize, but guess what I did? I took a prize that was behind the shelf.
So wait a second. You got in the car and you said, I had last pick. Meaning you can pick the whichever prize you want from the you can steal the best prize from the entire class and you didn't. I cannot believe that. What is that about?
I'm just friendly.
Why did you not take the best prize? That's like the best position to be in. You're so nice. You didn't want to take anyone's stuff, huh? That's surprising to me. Well, let's go ahead and find out who the first caller of the day is. Good morning, KISS FM. Who's this?
Heather from Milwaukee.
Oh, good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Good morning, Heather. Did you hear what the story I just told about Owen?
I did.
Yeah, did you hear? You know what the game we're talking about, where you get the last pick of gifts? And you can.
Yes, we've always done that like a white elephant type deal.
Thank you. White elephant's a good way to put it. Is that what it was, Owen?
Yeah.
Can you believe my kid had the last pick out of all these kids and he still didn't take anyone's stuff? I was blown away.
That is awesome.
I said, Owen, you're the nicest kid I've ever met because I would have stolen the best gift by far. It wouldn't even have been a question in my mind. That's the best part of playing that game.
Yes.
Owen, everybody wants to be in the final position. That's the position to be in. And you got the position and you're like, nah, I'm good. I'll keep my stuff. We're good here. So I don't know. I'm just blown away by that. Well, Heather, I hope you are safe today. You getting ready for the storm?
I am. I'm actually driving to work right now, but we're kind of playing it by ear and seeing what's going to happen.
I can't believe I have to say things like stop eating, we're going on the air. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And I got the boys donuts, but they refuse to stop taking bites right before we go on the air. Anyway, good morning to my boys, Owen and Hudson. Hello.
Hello.
Hudson, 9, 3rd grade. Owen, now 11 in 5th grade. Unbelievable. Since people that listen to this show remember when you guys were born, which is unbelievable.
Wow.
Yep. I don't know what's going on with the phones. They keep getting blocked out. I am not doing that. I'm trying to keep them unblocked. However,
the blizzard
might be hacking our system, even though it hasn't started yet. And I keep losing people that are on the phone, and I don't know what's going on. So,
or maybe people just keep hanging up.
These phones are making me crazy right now. So if anyone gets disconnected, I apologize in advance. Let's just go to the first person.
I wonder who it is.
On the phone. It turns out it's Ryan from Calabama. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Ryan. Good morning.
Let me play his theme song. Hey.
I'm the man.
Ryan, good morning.
What up?
Boys. You haven't seen Ryan in a minute, have you?
No.
No. Please don't play with the microphone when we're on the air. They can hear every little sound. No matter how many times my kids are on the air, Ryan, I still have to do all the same reminders. Don't cough on the air. Don't play with the microphone. Don't take a bite.
I'm going to have my wife laminate you some rules and still bring them in. She's got privileges like that.
That's a good idea. Ryan's wife's a teacher, you know, Ashley. And so she's going to write rules like you have in your classroom this morning. Ryan, did you hear what I said about Owen? He got the last pick in his class, and he still did not take the best gift. I was like, I don't know if I've trained my children correctly.
You did. I think you just made yourself a ladies' man there by that.
Oh,
he just won out his crush, guaranteed. His crush, whoever she is going to be like, dang, look at him. There's my money maker. Mm-hmm. Boom.
He's basically saying you're going to be a really good boyfriend to somebody one day.
What's a ladies' man?
A ladies' man means that women love you, or whoever you're with will think you're a great partner. Do you see what I'm saying? So, Owen,
when you get to that dating phase, slow it down though. Just realize you're winning the ladies. That's what you need to. Just imagine that.
They're in fifth grade, so they talk about dating, but they don't talk about dating, if that makes sense. Owen and I have small discussions. Yeah.
They're in that, she's got the cootie phase, but really I like you phase.
If they girls, there's all kinds of things. Do you have to be a ladies' man? No, you do not have to be a ladies' man. You can be anyone you want, Owen.
I can be a man's man?
Sure, I don't care what
you are. Whatever you want to be, man.
Whatever you want to be.
You're just winning brownie points for whatever.
But you know what, Owen? Like Ryan said, we're not there yet. No dating. None of that nonsense. So I don't care what you like. It's not happening yet. You can't go out with anyone until you're 100.
More years.
Yes, 17,
more years.
18 more. You have to be 25 before I'll let you date. Oh my goodness. Oh,
LGBTQ reveal?
Oh, Owen, okay, enough. But we're not getting into our sexuality on the air. We're way too young for that discussion.
You guys made a great show. Hudson and Owen, just let you know that.
Aww.
You guys are making my holiday weekend due to the fact that I'll be at work for the next 48 hours due to this snowstorm.
Really?
Ryan, we'll be thinking about you plowing out there and doing all that. So,
can I give a public announcement for that anyways?
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
Watch for your plow drivers. If the sign says 200 feet, stay back 200 feet. We hate when you guys ride our butt.
That's a good reminder. Like, give them plenty of space if you're behind a plow. I that's a great reminder, Ryan.
We feel like garbage when we spray you with salt, but if we hit the button a couple times and you see it flashing with the salt spraying, that means back off so we don't nick you with it, because we hate nicking cars with salt and rocks and all that.
Ryan, we could do this again throughout the show. We could do your rules for snowplows, like get the hell out of the way and ways to be respectful. And P.S., keep your lights on.
Girl. It's your show. I'm just a caller.
You're just your the OG, show. Ryan. Okay, we got to keep it moving. Ryan,
all
thanks for those reminders.
Guys.
Say bye
Happy
to Ryan.
Holidays.
Bye.
All right, next up, who do we have on four over here? Oh, it's our girl, Bella, in Kenosha.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you made it because something's going on with my phones. I don't know what's happening. It's like kicking people off, and I don't know.
I told you the blizzards are hackers.
It might not be the blizzard. It might be our severe weather people screwing around with my phones and not realizing they're messing with my equipment, but that's another topic for another day. So, Bella, good morning. Can you believe Owen had the last pick in the white elephant, and he did not take the best gift from anyone? I'm blown away by this.
Yeah, I can because he's pretty smart. He knows what he's doing.
He's working the room.
And the best part is, I got a book that I never read. So I got to it was all books that were the gifts, and I got a book that I never read. So now I get to read that, and it looks pretty funny.
Oh,
well, that's awesome,
Bella. We might be understanding more now why he didn't care which gift he got because they were all books.
There was really cool ones like the Twin Towers one that I really wanted. Yeah, I really wanted that one, but
why didn't you take the one you wanted?
Because I'm a nice person. Someone really wanted that one as well.
Oh, somebody else wanted that book, so you didn't take it. Well, then maybe for Christmas, a Twin Towers book will show up if you want to learn more about the Twin Towers, because you weren't even alive during 9/11. It wasn't
even. Oh my gosh, that's even crazy to think about.
Well, Owen was born. Owen, tell him what year you were born.
2011.
You feel old yet, Bella?
Yeah.
You want to feel worse?
I do.
Hudson, tell everyone what year you were born.
2013,
Bella.
No.
Yeah, every time my kids talk about what year they were born, I feel like a dinosaur.
Yeah, seriously. My T-Rex arms are starting to grow.
Yeah, exactly. Well, guys, wish Bella a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, guys.
I like Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, Happy Christmas, Merry
Alabama.
Christmas.
Be safe out there,
buddy.
I agree. Be safe.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, we got a little bit of chaos going on in the studio today. Welcome back to the show, Owen and Hudson. How are you?
Good.
Good. So I want to talk about the Hollywood Dirt because you're off. You're off school now, so I let you come in just today. We're getting ready for the big storm. You ready to play in the snow?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wanted to tell this story in the dirt about Northwest. Do you know who Northwest is?
Yeah, she has a TikTok, correct?
She does, with her mother, Kim Kardashian. It's called
Northwest.
And she is Kanye West's daughter as well, right? So Kim and Kanye had Northwest and three other kids. They're since divorced, like mommy, but Kim Kardashian and Northwest have their own TikTok. And so the other day, they made the news because Northwest went and drew on her little brother's face while he was sleeping and made a TikTok out of it. What do you think of that?
I was about to say, didn't they have a little brother before they got the divorce?
They had four kids before they got divorced. So Northwest has three siblings. Two boys and one girl. There's four altogether.
So,
talk to
before
me.
Before this, me and you watched a TikTok and the elf on the shelf did it. I don't think the elf on the shelf would do that, or else he gets an elf on the shelf.
Yeah, I was showing Owen the TikTok that I'm talking about that Northwest posted that was pretty funny, where Northwest was writing on her brother's face, and she titled it Elf on the Shelf. So that's what you were referring to there. So do you think that was mean that Northwest drew on her brother's face and put it on TikTok, or do you think it's fair game?
Well, you see, drawing on your sibling's face is, mm-hmm. it's pretty good.
It's rude, but it's funny.
Yeah, but posting on TikTok, that is just...
Too far?
Yeah, that's too far. It's cringe. It makes you look like a wimp, and it also just gets you world famous.
So it's cringe, but it's world famous.
No, it's cringe, and it gets your brother world famous. So technically, it's not a win-win. Your brother gets the fame, you get none of it, because you drew on his face.
Very deep thoughts. I love it, Owen. Thank you for your input on kids posting videos clowning their siblings on TikTok.
Because I am a kid.
That's what I mean. You and Northwest are like the same age. You're a perfect person to ask about this. That's why I wanted to know. So, well, thank you. So, overall, cringe. That is the consensus.
It is cringe.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today on the show, Mia wrote in and she wants to know if she's a jerk for something she's doing over the winter break with her children. Welcome back to the show, my 11-year-old Owen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm happy to have you back for Am I the Jerk, and I'm happy to get your input. Owen, good morning, Hudson, my 9-year-old.
Hello.
He gave me the death stare across the room when I didn't introduce him. Hello, Hudson.
I feel like I'm getting barely any time to talk on the radio.
You're not getting enough airtime today?
I feel like we're always talking about Owen.
We are. You'll get your moment. You shining star over there. Don't worry. Let's get into Am I the Jerk, though, and I want your opinion, Owen. Hudson, you can even give your opinion as well if you want. Let me first read the submission we got for Am I the Jerk. Mia wrote into the show, and she said, am I the jerk for sending my kids to daycare over the holiday break even though I'm not working? Dun, dun, dun. Here's what she said. She said, hi, Allie. I have 2 kids, ages 2 and 4. They normally go to daycare when I'm at work, but next week I'm off for the entire holiday. And I know most parents keep their kids home when that happens, but I'm exhausted and I was really looking forward to a break all around. As most parents know, the kids being home doesn't give you much of a break. I'll still be up at 6 a.m. cooking and caring for them all day and won't get any time to myself. Obviously, I love my children, but I'm tired. So I'm sending them to daycare next week while I get some rest. My husband is not off work, but he says I'm a jerk for sending them and not spending time with them over the holiday. Mia. Quickly, Owen, your input. Is Mia a jerk? Because people can call 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text. Owen, what do you say? Jerk or no jerk?
Well, so my opinion is she is not the jerk because I have actually witnessed a sleeping mommy on the couch downstairs yesterday.
Last night?
Last night.
I was
night.
Exhausted. I fell asleep on the couch. That's true.
She went to a funeral, the grocery store.
Oh my goodness.
Work.
You're just telling my whole life. I had to go to a funeral last night. We're going left. But
it's
yes,
sad.
A friend of mine lost her father. So I had a funeral last night.
But she was so tired.
I was tired. But Owen, you guys can take care of yourselves. You can go to your room and you're going to be okay on your technology if mommy falls asleep on the couch. Or you can make, a bagel for if you're hungry. This woman has little children, so it's a lot of work. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is she a jerk or no?
I'm going to go with the left side of this equation. No, she's not
a jerk. Because
even though I'm not a mom or dad yet,
parenting's hard.
I do know what a sleepy mommy is like. And sleepy mommy does not go upstairs to tuck me to bed, so I do not like it.
I got up and tucked you into bed. But
good.
Yeah, I did fall asleep on the couch, everyone. Hudson, is this mommy a jerk for sending her kids to daycare while she's off for the holiday because she wants a break?
Jerk.
You say jerk?
Hudson!
I love
How
you,
dare?
Hudson. Hudson's keeping it real. Well, Hudson is my unfiltered child, everyone. What's your reason for...
sometimes the kids need a break from daycare. You're taking their break time and just taking them to daycare when they want to spend their... When they want to spend their break time at home.
You know what, Hudson? I love you and for giving that perspective because no parent would think like that. But I know what you're saying. Kids need a break too from the setting as well. Thank you.
I agree with the dad.
Okay,
I don't know. Okay, I'm going to be left-sided. I'm going to see what the listeners think and if they can persuade me to see if she's the jerk or not.
Okay, so Owen says not a jerk. Hudson says jerk. What say you? Is she a jerk for sending her kids to daycare when she's off work for the holiday?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Mia wrote into the show today. She wants to know if she's a jerk for sending her 2 and 4-year-old to daycare next week while she is off of work. She said she knows most parents keep the kids home, but she's tired and she needs a break. Her husband says she's a jerk for not spending time with them. But she said, I love my kids. I just need a break. I don't want to get up at 6 a.m. and take care of them and cook for them all day on my winter break. Is she the jerk? That is the question today. And I have Owen and Hudson in because it's their first day of winter break. Owen, you said not a jerk because mommies need rest. You've seen me fall asleep on the couch like last night. Hudson said that the mom is a jerk for sending her kids to daycare because, Hudson, you said kids need a break from daycare too, was your opinion as a child, and I loved that perspective. All right, we're going to go straight to the phones this morning because I am dying to hear if people think, is Mia a jerk? This is some relatable stuff for parents. I know it is. So, someone, you met her at our party for all of our regular callers, Owen and Hudson. Welcome back to the show, Kelly in Sussex. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, boys.
I've been to Sussex.
It's a really good place.
I've been to Sussex. You sure have been. Quite a few times you've been to Sussex. That's right. Kelly, is Mia a jerk for sending her kids to daycare over the holiday break, even though she's off work?
I understand she needs a break, but I'm going to say she's being a jerk. Only because my son is older now. He's an adult.
Yep.
And the saying goes, the days are long, but the years are short.
Aw, yeah.
So I think as much time. Kids.
Kelly's reflecting on all that time that's gone now that she wishes she had back. So I absolutely understand. But it's hard when they're that little, too. I get both sides.
Maybe send the kids one or two days, but not every day.
Oh, that's a good compromise, Kelly. I like it. All right. Well, thanks for calling today, Kelly.
Have a good day.
You too. Yes, Owen. What did you want to say?
This is starting off bad. I hope I don't get, I hope at least one person agrees with me.
They may. Don't feel bad if nobody agrees with you. I think that you were being very thoughtful, thinking about the mom in this situation and worrying about her because Hudson was not. I'll tell you that much.
The years are long, but the days are short. The years are short, but the days are long. Uh-huh. And that's just a long thing of kids going,
okay, well, now we have to get to our next caller, which is Ryan from Calabama.
Ryan!
Good morning.
He's the man.
You have small children, so Kelly's kid has grown up. You are in the thick of it right now with little babies.
Yes, I am.
What do you think? Is Mia a jerk for sending her kids to daycare when she's off work next week?
Owen, to make you feel better, my wife would be on your side and say that she's not a jerk, but I'm going on the husband's side and saying she's a complete jerk.
Ryan, I trusted you.
I highly recommend spending time with your kids. Those are the memories that they have on breaks. Mm-hmm. I know you need a break. We all need a break. Trust me.
We're tired.
But that's why you have grandparents and you have family members to help you out if you need a little 2-hour break here and there. What if you don't?
I don't have any family here, Ryan, in fairness.
I'm not family? Wow.
Well, I guess.
Well, now that I know where
my kids are going next week, over to Ryan.
Sounds good to me. I'll be off on Tuesday. Send them on over.
Oh, that's too funny. I'm kidding.
You're 100% jerk.
Yeah. So Ryan says jerk, and Kelly said not a jerk, which means now we're going to take another call, and they're going to get to decide whether or not me is a jerk. All right, Ryan. Well, good luck out there plowing. Tell everyone again one more time. Stay how far away from the plows?
200 feet back from your plow drivers, please.
Preach.
200 feet.
Give them some space. Give them some space.
Right.
Okay. All right, Ryan. Get back to work.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. Anna is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
So my kids are in here for Am I the Jerk? Actually, Kelly said jerk, didn't she?
Yeah.
We have two jerks on the phone, so it's not tied down the middle. But Anna in Milwaukee, do you think Mia is a jerk for sending her kids to daycare over the holiday break when she's off?
No, I don't think she's a jerk. You know, she obviously needs a break.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I can understand that with a 2 and 4-year-old, you know, they are a lot of work.
They're hard, yeah. Very hard.
Yeah, you know, like if they were your kids' ages, you know, I'd be like, okay, you know, they can stay home, they can take care of themselves, you know.
Anna, you're a mom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, it's like these days where you go out and you're like, I'm going to do something fun with my children. And then you go out and it's chaos and everyone's screaming at everyone and the kids are like running around and you got one kid up by the back of their pants and nobody's happy in the end anyway.
Yes, exactly. I'm kind of a little upset that I didn't think about that when my kids were little.
Yeah, right, to send them to daycare anyway when you're off of work. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I used to keep them home with me all the time.
Absolutely. Well, it looks like it's going to be jerk in the end, though, because Ryan and Kelly both said jerk, even though Anna said not a jerk.
from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.